It's a place that obviously of real need, and a lot of people have fled here, so there's a lot of people who are displaced who are settling in and around Akobo. And Akobo is quite isolated. It's connected to Ethiopia more than it's connected really to South Sudan. It's important for us to be here. It's a opposition-held area as opposed to many of the other places we're based, which are government-held. And so for political reasons, and both to communicate with people here, but also to demonstrate that UNMISS is impartial and it's neutral, it's important for us to be here and to see this as well.
You've met a number of local people today. What have they been telling you?
Overwhelmingly, they want peace and security. Their biggest fear is the instability and the conflict. But they also talked about the food shortages, the medical problems that they're facing, and the need for more educational supplies when it comes to for their kids and their education. It's not unusual from any other place I've visited in South Sudan. I guess the issue here is that it's just that much more isolated.
Logistically very challenging.
It's really challenging to get supplies in here. It's either going to have to be by water through across the river from Ethiopia, or more likely to be through airdrops and flying aircraft in here, which just by itself is very, very expensive.
And what sort of peacekeeping presence can we expect from UNMISS in the future?
We had a peacekeeping operation here in the past in 2013. It was pulled out after two Indian peacekeepers were killed. It seems to me that a presence here would be a very useful thing for us to have. So we've been speaking with the county commissioner, with many of the other officials here, to see what sort of thing might be most appropriate. Logistically, getting a large force in here will take us months just because of the difficulty of getting things here. But we're looking at what options are available for us to be able to expand our presence, give some added value to what's going on here, but at the same time trying to keep our footprint relatively light.
So a nimble and proactive response.
Yes, we've always said that we need to be more nimble, we need to be proactive and get in front of things. This is an exact formula that we're going to have to use in order to be able to set up our work here.